Yes, sir. Back in the motherfucking building. I know what time it is, nigga. It's the one and only Mac Boney Never Phony, my nigga. We are back in the Kush Cave. Kush Thoughts Podcast is back for the 2022. First things first, we gonna start off, man, taking a moment of silence for my pops, Mac Lewis Redman, who just passed as of 2 weeks ago today. You know, I'm a junior, love him to death, man, and you know, right now it's been tough, but you know, the one thing I can kind of cope and go through and get through this shit is record and talk to y'all, man. So first things first, is go ahead and give a 10-second moment of silence for my pops. Love you, Pops. Appreciate you, man. For real. Bringing life, joy, my humor and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I appreciate you, man. For real. But I also appreciate y'all, too, that show love to the fam and everything. And appreciate y'all like a motherfucker, too. Nigga been on hiatus. We ain't dropped an episode since October, nigga. Woo, it's been a minute. Last time I did that episode, it was a solo joint, and I was pretty drunk. I was really drunk on that episode. I was drinking a lot of tequila, and yeah, I had no weed that day, so it was very tough. But, nigga, we got some weed today, and we all right. We living. But, man, yeah, fucking 2022. Niggas is in the middle of a fucking war right now. You know, the Ukraine and Russia shit going wild. Motherfucking, you know, Joe Biden still walking, taking pictures and shit. Him and Kamala still lying to niggas. shit, what else? Oh, they got Donald Trump on a different podcast right now. Would not be surprised he'll be in Drink Champs in the next couple weeks. What's next? Yeah, a lot of shit going on. Lakers ain't doing shit. Yep, real terrible. These niggas might not even make the play-in. I'm all over the place. Y'all know what Kush Thoughts Podcast is. This is the most structured, unstructured podcast in the motherfucking game. We keep it real. This ain't no motherfucking scripted. This ain't no motherfucking NBC talk show, my nigga. This is a real nigga shit. It's the most uncut podcast you gonna get. Promise you. Ain't no bullshit. Ain't no fillers in here. It's all realness. There's a lot of different podcasts out here. A lot of bullshit and extra shit just to get the shit going. But half of the shit be fake and unfunny to the motherfucking. Just keep it honest. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of this shit out here that's been like, the podcast game has been diluted like a motherfucker. I started this shit 2018. Now everybody got a podcast. And I'm not talking shit. People that got podcasts and shit, do your thing. But, goddamn. If I see another nigga with a motherfucking podcast, I'm going to be like, goddamn. Like, shit. Let me stop talking my shit. Y'all do what y'all do. I'm going to do what I do. Salute, no disrespect, whatever. But I'm going to keep this going right here with the other podcasts or whatever platforms out here. Live on Lake Street. Now, it was a video put up by my boy Terry, a month and a half ago. So he was talking about Live on Lake Street, where a lot of people in the state kind of be like, this shit's kind of corny. Who is this nigga? We don't fuck with you. Me personally, I don't fuck with Jacob. I'm going to be that honest. It's going to be put out there. If you got a problem, you got my DMs. You know where I'm at. But my thing is, a couple years ago, homie was, you know, shaking and faking. Hit me up, talking about some old, yeah, bring you on my shit, when he had the Wiseman show. So I'm like, all right, cool, you know, I'm out with the Hollywood talk. If you for real with me, you know, you gonna meet with me, you gonna talk, you gonna link up. There ain't none of that bullshit. So, long story short, homie had a little, like, with a year-end episode, probably a couple years ago, and somebody I know was there, and it was like, yo, why the fuck weren't you there? I'm like, shit, this motherfucker didn't say nothing. And, you know, motherfucker said, oh, hell no, what the fuck, like, you... But I ain't gonna say nothing. You know, it's not my part to speak on. But the whole Southside Chief, I don't even know you, my G, be honest with you. I saw you post some shit last summer about the shit when a couple summers ago with the whole, when the protests and riots was going on, and I remember you and PNB Rock got into it or some shit. That's all I know. But first of all, no one disrespected the black business because I didn't know it was a black man behind the business. If anything, I thought this shit was Adam 23 or Adam 23 or Adam, whatever the fuck that nigga name is. It felt like some shit like that. I didn't know there was a nigga behind that. So now you want to come in my DMs and ask me why I don't disrespect the black business. I don't disrespect. I ain't disrespect shit because I ain't make the video. Now some of the topics that was discussed and some of the issues I have with your host, yes, that's true. But you as a platform, I don't got no problem with you because I don't even know you. I've never had no problems with you. So for long story, keep it at this. Live on Lake Street. Do what the fuck y'all do. But my thing is this. I don't fuck with fake shit. I ain't saying you fake. I just don't fuck with your host. And because he's a white dude. And that's when you gonna come to my DM talking about some, oh, you got a white, you's mad because a white nigga getting more clout than you. No, I'm not. Nobody's mad about shit. He's a consumer. I am embedded in this culture, nigga. I was born into hip hop. I was born with this shit in my blood. Only thing he can do is buy a motherfucking Run DMC t-shirt and some motherfucking Adidas and be like, I'm hip hop. He's a consumer. I'm a student of the game. So that's a difference. I'd rather be a embedded nigga in the game that's already born into it. Don't got to sit here and learn no walk, learn some slang. No, all this shit was born into my blood, brother. Because you know why? I'm an original man, motherfucker, period. I don't give a fuck what these devils out here got, period. I'm pushing for my people and my people only. If you got a problem with that, you can keep the hell on. Because trust me, I've been speaking on that since I started this shit 4 years ago. So, Southside Chief, I don't got no beef with you. But your host on the show, I don't fuck with him, period. Just keep it at that. So, if anything y'all be discussed when this episode is published, you know where I'm at. But anyways, let's get past that silly shit. I'm gonna smoke my weed right quick. Cause I just felt, you know, you gonna come my deal and be like, oh man, you just been the black business. Nigga, I ain't know it was a nigga on there. The fuck? Like, bro, I did not know you. Like, I'm not trying to talk shit or act like you ain't no popping nigga. You do your shit. I don't know you. I've not listened to none of the shit you put out or whatever shit you've done, I've not seen. The live on Lake Street shit I seen because I was like, okay, Jacob followed me, whatever, whoop. That's it. So, don't come up here and tell me this friend of black business. I didn't even make the video. shout out to White Table Talk. Shout out to my boy out there. Shout out to Say No More Podcast. Shout out to Rap Nerds Podcast. Shout out to my boy Q and Maria. Man, just had a motherfucking baby boy, a healthy baby boy. You know what I'm saying? Shit's beautiful. This beautiful shit coming up in 2022. Shout out to my peoples out here doing big things, man, for real. Shout out to my boy A-Lo. He getting his clothes and shit going. Y'all know, saw the video. I put a video, a little promo. I was on my fat nigga model type shit, you know, sitting there with the man titties out. Shit was beautiful. But y'all know how it is. I don't sit here and discredit myself. I wear my flaws on my sleeves. So people wear their emotions. Oh, nigga, I ain't gonna say that like I'm some cute nigga and nothing. I'm gonna keep it honest. This ain't no gimmick, sweetheart. I'm telling you right now, this is all 100% realness. But let's get to this shit. We're going on over in Ukraine and Russia. Man, and the fucked up part of this, too, my homeboy is just talking to me about this shit because he in the army. Y'all know Shamar Moore. We'll just say that. We'll just say my nigga Shamar Moore. And, I was finna say. Yeah, and this shit just been popping off for the past couple weeks, man. And somebody need to go over there and slap the shit out of Putin. Free Brittany Griner. I still want to know why she was over there. Still want to know why. Yeah, it's very weird. The WNBA is weird. They need to pay their players better, nigga. Like, how the fuck you sue the Liberty? Would they fine the Liberty $500K? And they're talking about, They were talking about taking away the team. They were talking about terminating the franchise because they were chartering flights for their players. Yeah, this shit's... Yeah, WNBA... Dog, I can't even talk. The WNBA needs some fucking restructuring in that goddamn organization because shit's sad. These females are getting paid like G League players. And they are fucking... They're athletes just like these NBA players are. And I don't want to hear none of that bullshit tomorrow, nigga, make a sandwich. Nigga, if that girl hooped you right now, she'll whoop your ass. If y'all was right in front of each other, she crossing your dumb ass up. Okay, I hate that shit about trolls, bro. That shit is like my biggest pet peeve about social media. It's trolls. Especially on the post when the call and coming to women's sports. Oh, that's great. Go make me a sandwich. I'm like, nigga, shut your bitch ass up. Because half of these niggas talking shit like that ain't getting no pussy anyway. So they don't even deserve no pussy. But Putin, man, shit's wild. This nigga talking about, hey, if I start losing, I'm nuking everybody, nigga. I'm nuking everybody in this bitch. I don't give a fuck. If I give it a hint, y'all want to come join? I'm beating y'all niggas' ass. What up? Squad up. That's some wild shit. It's a weird nigga. We need Dennis Rodman right now. He went to go talk to that nigga in North Korea. Hey, let's go hang on this shit right now. Go smoke one with fucking Putin and shit. I feel like Dennis Rodman took shrooms with him, and that's why they pretty cool now. They're like best friends. They took shrooms together and watched fucking The Breakfast Club or something. Some weird shit that... Cause Dennis Rodman is a very interesting nigga, man. Like, whoever play that nigga movie is going to biopic, whatever the fuck it's called. Shit's going to be a crazy story. But I know one thing. If they come over here tomorrow, they draft the niggas, and they ain't talking about the NBA draft. Oh, nigga, my motherfucking... I'm finna have the chicken wing arm, nigga. That left foot from the cave, that left foot from the curve in. I ain't finna be over there fighting for this bullshit-ass country. The fuck? You got me all the way fucked up. You think I'm finna fight for y'all after all the injustice going on in the past couple... Forever? Fuck. Not even the past couple years. Forever. Shit, since the beginning of time. Shit. Motherfucker, don't forget the first bloodshed of this so-called beautiful country was a black man, Christopher Attucks. They don't speak on that. They speak on Patrick Henry and motherfucking Boston Tea Party shit. They all like, yeah, this is great. You know, y'all niggas was all, y'all was the thugs. Y'all want to call us thugs and gangsters? Y'all was the thugs. Fucking rebel ass, bitch ass. I can't stand it, bro. Let me stop talking shit. Any hoozle. Yeah, niggas was high. I really say any hoozle like I was on the fucking sitcom in the 80s with the white people. Oh, God. Oh, man, it's been too long. Let me get this weed. All right. So, the whole thing right now, this whole country's just been in fucking shambles. The weather's fucking cold. The gas prices just blew the fuck up. Everybody out here catching the bus now. Everybody catching the motherfucking bus. Shit's crazy, man. I feel like, I don't know. I'm not one of them conspiracy. I used to watch some videos on YouTube, the conspiracy theory videos and shit. But I'm starting to think that some of this shit is some going the fuck on. Because there ain't no way in hell. Ain't no way in hell that we believe, okay, the COVID shit going on, people dying, this and that. Now we in war. It feel like some control, it's like some population control type shit. People were speaking on that when COVID even first happened, but now it's just looking like, yeah, what the fuck, bro? Like, we always getting in some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck's really going on? But only thing we do is we just sit here and watch it. We watch like everyone else. I ain't no insider. So I'm going to speak on it from my perspective as a black man. I'm not fighting for this bitch-ass country, period. I had my grandfathers fight for this country. They had to. I'm not doing this shit because I don't want to. I'll spit right in the sergeant's face, nigga. Put me in jail. I don't give a fuck. You're not finna have me up in here fighting for this bitch-ass country. They don't respect me. Because the last one, what was it? Was it Vietnam War? Y'all spit on every black person that came back. I said all them young black boys over there and came back. They got spit on, called baby killers, and got treated like shit. Got treated like shit by this country when they came back. But all of a sudden, they wants to fight for y'all. For what? For what? It's karma, nigga. Fuck that. It's karma. Y'all niggas, y'all have so much dirt y'all been doing, bruh. It's going to come back to haunt y'all, motherfuckers. Y'all want us to sit here and try to help y'all out? Yeah, okay. No, I ain't forget Jim Crow. I ain't forget slavery. I ain't forget nothing. I ain't think about it, but you ain't even a part of it. It's still happening in my bloodline. The shit still happened. And segregation didn't end that long ago. Motherfucker, stop acting like that shit ended because all these old motherfuckers is about old as them goddamn laws when they ended. So let's just get that corrected. You see all these old motherfuckers in the 80s and 90s? That shit right there is shown that shit didn't end that long ago. If you motherfuckers still walking around eating prunes, watching Wheel of Fortune, that shit didn't end that long ago. All I'm saying, if that shit 500 some years ago, you know, with certain shit, I know slavery, I was had nothing to part of, but I know intact that these devils made more money off my people than we got anything. Only thing we was brought was debt. We didn't get no fucking generational wealth. So, stop all that bullshit. All that, well, you weren't a part of it. It's 9/11. Don't forget. No, fuck that. Fuck them buildings, nigga. The fuck? Because why was this nigga Osama trying to learn how to fly anyway years before this shit even happened? He was cool with Clinton smoking blunts and shit back in 95. Now, all of a sudden, he the man, boy, I don't want to hear that shit. It's money. So all this shit is about is money. It's a nasty fucking country that I would never, ever be proud of to say I am. No, because this is your country. Hey, I agree with that. Yeah, we built half of this shit any fucking way. But I'm not saying I'm proud to be American. I'm not. I'm proud to be a black man. Yes, proud of that shit. The day I die, I am proud to be a black man. But I'm not proud to be a part of this so-called beautiful country that y'all love so proud of, because the history of this shit is nasty. It's nasty. Straight up. And y'all know me, man. I'm going to go on my rants. I'm going to talk my shit. But you got to, man. Who else going to speak it for us? A lot of platforms out here that don't really speak on shit. That don't really, they scared of stepping on toes. I told y'all I'm stepping on feet with Timberland boots on, nigga. The fuck? I'm A-Town stumping on your shit. I don't give a fuck. Because I'm so tired of us being so put in disadvantages. We always put as the scapegoat. We always put in the back. Nigga, hip-hop's the number one genre in the motherfucking world. LeBron James is one of the biggest fucking athletes in the fucking world. Niggas is taking over. We been took over. Once these little white kids saw fucking Dr. Dre go through the I Have a Dream fucking sign and express yourself, when they heard fucking Ice Cube say Straight Outta Compton, that shit was over. And them white families were scared than a motherfucker. And they still are. You know, I don't want a fucking grandchild named Jaden. No, I'm not having this happening. No, I'm not doing this. No, yeah, bitch, it already happened. We here. Fuck out of here. Let me get off this for some people get offended. This first 17 minutes is going to be wild. I'm going to get a lot of motherfucking messages about this shit. I can't even really give a fuck. Shout out my queens out there. Happy International Women's Month. You know what I'm saying? International Women's Day was yesterday, wasn't it? If I'm not mistaken. Shout out to the queens out there. You know, if anything, hey, brothers, y'all go ahead and women, y'all put y'all Cash App shit out. Venmo's all that. Brothers, send women today $20 just because. Send them lunch money. I would say that would be gas money, but nigga, that's not even getting over the tank, nigga. That's not gas a motherfucker right there. But this month the worst Black History Month ever. Let's talk about this shit. Okay, first of all, okay, I thought the Island Boys were a meme. Apparently these niggas are real. We need to stop calling them niggas because they'll get happy about that. Yeah, very weird. Shout out to my nigga Isaiah Rashad, man. I feel terrible that he had to go through that shit. That his whole, whatever it is, he was hiding. Honestly, he was hiding. He just probably didn't want to tell people yet that his big secret got put out there like that. And I don't mind whatever sexual preference he is. Do what you want to do, brother. It wasn't like he was out here saying, I'm out here fucking 1,000 old. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't never one of them niggas. He wasn't saying he was Bill Chamberlain. He was just a dude that had great music, great art, and he was a good-spirited dude that went through so much shit. And now this happened. I'm happy that no one's really spoken about it, like, talking shit. If you did talk shit, you got fucking killed about it. But shout out to my nigga Zaywop. I hope you're going good mentally, brother, for real, because I know it's a tough time for you. You just dropped your album. The album was a beautiful album. And now you're dealing with this shit. I just hope it goes sweep under the goddamn rug. And you move past it, bro. Kim was bringing this good art, and you live your life and provide for your family if you want to, bro. Like always, you know what I'm saying? But peace and love to Zaywop. Now, Nelly, nigga, I don't feel bad for you. It's a lot of process you got to do to put a story up. So this nigga was getting his dick sucked on. He from some chick. He put on a story. First of all, the nigga sounded like, I feel like that nigga Nelly read every fucking, like, you know, Twitter post. Women be saying, "I love a nigga that moan when I'm sucking his dick." And he just said, "All right, I'm going to do that." Because this nigga sound like Teddy Pendergrass. He's like, "Oh, yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. Oh," I'm like, "Oh, okay, nigga. Yeah, nigga, you did that on purpose. You thought, all right, bet, I'm going to get this shit popping." Because last time we think of her to Nelly was that versus he had. We had that terrible ass Wi-Fi with Chingy fucking it up. So, I don't know. Clout's a motherfucker, ain't it? He nigga thought he was gonna get an OnlyFans fucking sponsorship or something. I don't know what he thought was gonna happen. But a lot of females clowning more than anything, so it ain't my part to speak on it. Also, fuck WAG 100, bro, cause this nigga, I'm gonna go back to Isaiah Rashad shit real quick. For him to go on there and be like, yeah, nigga, I got all the tapes. I watched all them shits. Very more sus than anything. Why are you sitting here watching the tapes? Why are you sitting here watching the tapes going over like you a scout for the NFL draft, nigga? Like, I don't get it. I don't get. And for these being, I don't know how old is WAG 100. Let me see this shit. I'm about to look this shit up. How old is WAG 100, nigga? Because I know this nigga's about 45. Like, this nigga be doing too much. This nigga's 42. When this nigga's on Clubhouse talking with other niggas, other gang of supposed real street niggas. Like, yeah, that nigga out here doing the wild shit, nigga, and go ahead and whack you a real nigga, man. I'm like, this shit is corny. Like, the fuck, bro? Like, is this what happened to all the gangsters from the 90s and 80s? These niggas getting on Clubhouse now and just making a fool of them fucking selves? Because all the rappers I grew up with loving, damn near half of them, some of them, majority, well, shit, a good handful of them, are all anti-vaxxers and shit. And I can't even go through these niggas' Instagram posts. I was seeing some wild shit. I'm like, oh, goddamn. Pete Rock, I don't want. Come on. The Cube. Oh, nigga, he turned down $20 million. You know, it's certain shit I just shut my mouth. Anytime that shit being brought up. But overall, man, Black History Month last month was just, it was just so much shit going on. Like, you know, Patrick Mahomes lost to Joe Burrow. I mean, I'm kind of happy. I think that's a Black History Month moment because I think we will take that because we have to see that nigga brother dance. I'm so happy for that shit. That nigga brother, Jackson Mahomes, where this nigga looked like Jake from State Farm, and this nigga was out here just doing TikToks for the sit. First of all, Pat Mahomes, nigga, I don't know what you thought about marrying Lil Foot, a Lil Ducky from fucking Land Before Time, because that nigga girl wife is not cute. She got heavy, I bite you when you sleep, like, vibes, like, I feel like she sniffs him and be like, oh, Ebony. You know what I'm saying? Like, she does some weird shit. Some weird shit. Why this? I don't know. She's got that face, you know, and I don't know. I feel bad. Also, we got to stop with this fucking inviting every white person that got a little bit of Ebony in them, that love hip hop, that love, that got swag, love chicken wings. Stop giving them the pass at some fucking picnic that's never gonna happen. You know what picnic is, nigga? Pick a nigga. The fuck are you tomorrow? We invited barbecue. Fuck that shit. Stop giving these motherfuckers passes. They ain't give us no passes, nigga. What the fuck they give us passes for? They ain't give us no passes. All I'm trying to give us passes, and when we got the money to equal up with them. We some rich motherfuckers. That's the only time we get in the same room with these motherfuckers. Stop giving them clout. They've been taking from us in the fucking 50s. Since the beginning. But music-wise, they've been stealing from us since goddamn Chuck Berry, Howlin' Wolf, Lil Walter. All that bullshit. All the Beatles, Rolling Stone, all them shit stole from black people. Elvis stole his whole gimmick from a black man. And y'all still keep giving these motherfuckers clout. Stop. Fuck Jack Harlow. I don't give a fuck, nigga. Like, I'm tired of y'all giving all these white people so many motherfucking black passes. For what? He cool to say that. All the picnic shit. Yeah, he didn't. No, because I was looking at that shit when Joe Burrow was looking like Braden from fucking Power. They said, oh, this nigga got a pass. I'm like, yo, what did he do? Did he donate some black funds? What did he do? He ain't build no motherfucking low-income apartment building comp. What the fuck? Like, stop giving you motherfucking passes for the smallest shit. I'm tired of it. I'm so tired of it. Very much tired of it. And black women, I want to, and niggas, black niggas, brothers, we need to have the same energy that they have towards black men that go out here and dip themselves some little bit of milk. And I was in there plunts, and I'm never going back. But I will say this for fact, we need to be on their neck too, because a lot of them I be seeing on Twitter that be drooling all over these white devils. They be loving the shit out of fucking Jack Harlow and Justin Bieber and all that shit. Fuck that. Bieber got his black. He took all his black shit from Usher. Usher's like, I'm gonna get you in here, nigga. Come on. Nah, fuck that. Usher, we ain't forget you was fighting with Diddy, nigga, over the cornflakes, nigga. Yeah. Fuck out of here. Yeah, man. Let me stop. This shit pisses. That shit bothers me so much. Because we had a terrible Black History Month of all the shit that went down. Just too much went the fuck down. Like, Jake Paul, the World Heavyweight Champion, nigga. Like, he basically is. We need to have some niggas do an offseason. Offensive lineman that's like second string. Go train, nigga, boxing-wise. Because, goddamn, I'm so tired of seeing this nigga fight everybody and he beat niggas. Everyone know the whole Jake Paul and Floyd shit was a fix. We know that for sure. But, anywho, let's get to some sports, man. Let me get some talk some shit. So, it has been a while since I've seen y'all. The big trade, it finally happened. Ben Simmons is gone. That nigga is out of motherfucking Philly. He is in Brooklyn. And as of tonight, these niggas play each other for the first time since the trade. It's been a month exact. A lot of trades went down. All I got to say is this for the whole, because what Seth Curry got traded, Andre Drummond, and then the Sixers got Paul Millsap, James Harden. I think some picks too, I think. But they still kept Tyrese Maxey. But Ben Simmons ain't playing. He's on the bench. And these Philly fans, nigga, are not being, they already dissing this nigga. I think he was getting some lunch or some shit. And them Philly fans like, you bitch ass nigga. Fuck you, bitch. I'm like, yeah. It's going to be a long night for Ben Simmons tonight, nigga. He not even playing. That nigga might stay in the locker room. If he come out there and sit on that bench that whole game, that show him he got a little toughness, a little bit. Because, nigga, you still not putting, you not dunking on Trae Young still bothers me. And I won't even go on for y'all niggas. I personally don't like Ben Simmons' game. Felt like this nigga was very overhyped just because he's a 6'10 nigga that got handled. Everyone got excited. Oh my God, this is dude. Like, they can't. What y'all talking about? Like, how big he is? He should be taking over games. He was at LSU when there was no one else with him. He should have took over games. He never really did. You know, like, Buddy Hield went off. When Buddy Hield played against each other, Buddy Hield was going the fuck off. I would have picked Buddy Hield then over Ben Simmons. But Ben Simmons' defense is great, but I've been saying butt like a motherfucker. If anything, I'll say this. The Sixers got a dynamic duo with Harden and Embiid. They've been looking real good since they got together. Tyrese Maxey has been a motherfucking beast. He's been a nice third wheel for them. You know, they still got Thybul. Still got Danny Green. I really think this team going to have, they're going to be tough. It's just that second unit. I wonder what they're going to do with that second unit, because when you have Seth Curry and you have Maxey, you can switch between the two, you know what I'm saying? But Maxey's going to be a future. He's going to be a dog. He a dog. I like Tyrese Maxey's game. Brooklyn situation, Kyrie's put up 50 a couple nights ago, only on 19 shots, missed like 4 or 5 shots or some shit. Like, this nigga Kyrie, man, is different. He's probably one of the best part-time niggas I've ever seen in my life. Like, goddamn, I've never seen something like this nigga be, he's efficient, how efficient he is like really dope to me. I fuck with it. But we'll see, man, because if Ben Simmons don't come together within the next, because the season's then almost over with. It's like 14 games left. Season's almost done. So it's at the point now where you got to make sure everything's right, because the chemistry thing is going to be a big part. Because if everything fit, if the trade happened, say, a little bit before the trade deadline and Ben was healthy, let's just say, because he could be easily that Draymond Green role for that team. I ain't going to say he's going to be as tough as Draymond Green, because Draymond Green is one of the toughest niggas in the game. But I think overall, his style of play, he can play both sides of the ball, and he's taller. That's one thing about him that's different. He's taller than Draymond. And he, I ain't say he's a better defender. He's a pretty good defender. So I think the point with it is, I'll say he's a better finisher inside. And that's saying a lot for a nigga that didn't want to finish a layup over Trae Young. But I'll say from the time I've seen him play, he actually can play in this system more compared to he did with Embiid, where Embiid's in the post putting his hand up on the ball. The situation here, he can actually, because the inside, a whole shit will be spread out. Everyone's going to be out to the wings. KD and Kyrie going to be out. So now it's going to be more freelance compared to where it's like, all right, dump it down low or pick and roll with this. You know what I'm saying? Like, easier shots for them, for those two, Kyrie and KD. And also, don't forget, you got Seth Curry and you got Patty Mills still. And don't forget, the Drummond pickup was real big for them. You didn't let go of LaMarcus Aldridge. Now I feel like he can be perfect coming off the bench for you guys. No point in starting him now. He just came back from having a heart condition again. I wouldn't start him back. I would be like, no, you'd be perfect for the bench because he's a guy that can get you quick buckets, easy buckets, mid-range game, good post. One thing about him, too, he's an excellent free throw shooter. He's an excellent scorer in the post, and he's a big body. So that helps with that team. But with Drummond, you're getting that rebounding. You're getting that rim running. It's going to help so much. So I think the winner of that, I feel like both teams won, but really, as we've seen right now, Philly won that trade by a landslide because those two looking real tough. And for them being number two in the East is a motherfucker. You got to give them some respect. Chicago starting to slump down a little bit. Some more trades happened, especially Dinwiddie. He got traded to the Dallas Mavericks. Porzingis is finally fucking out of there. About fucking time. He's been taking too much money, and Luka's been balling the fuck out. Him and Dinwiddie been like a nice little combination. Them, Dinwiddie, and Brunson. Because now Luka has someone else that can score for them. But now you're getting the guy that Dinwiddie, he can also create, and he can distribute. He's going to distribute. That right there is fucking great. So I think they're going to be nice. I don't know how far they're going to go, but we'll see. Because they beat the Golden State a couple weeks ago when they came back. And they were down by like 20-something. And they came back in that fourth and went the fuck off. And that team's been nice. CJ McCollum, he is traded to the New Orleans Pelicans. And Dame is still dropping another album with Funkmaster Flex. So we'll see how that does. But CJ and B.I. been doing real nice. Zion's back from Fat Camp. He is back in New Orleans. And I heard he had a po' boy as soon as he landed. So we'll see how the fuck that goes, too, because goddamn. On the Clippers, they got Norman Powell, which is a good pickup for them, and Robert Covington from Portland. Yeah, Portland's basically said, fuck it, nigga. And Portland's trying to make that push to that play-in tournament, too. They're not all the way out of it. Because Anthony Simons has been fucking hooking. You got Josh Hart up there now. We got a nice little squad up there in Portland. We'll see. I don't think we'll go too far, but we'll see.
We'll see.
Another Jack Harlow news. Why the fuck's he playing? Okay, I'm not gonna discuss this. I'm not saying nothing. Shut up. KD back. Last time we was out of season, barely even started yet. But KD is back. KD's doing his thug thizzle. He was injured for a while from the hamstring. So it's good to see him back, man. But we'll hope for the best. Shout out to the motherfucking Timberwolves, nigga. Timberwolves are motherfucking doing they shit. They're on a 6-game win streak. We had a 6-game win streak, nigga, since 2004. That's fucking sad. But it's so good to see we resting. We can rest, niggas. You know what I'm saying? I think we at the seventh spot right now. We looking pretty good. Since, I think, with the new year started, we were one of the, I think, with the sixth or the best fifth team in the NBA, record-wise. We were one of the top offenses also, too. Only thing, the ceiling is up, man. Shout out to Chris Finch. Shout out to the whole organization trying to make a new rebuild because so much of people saying they finna leave and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just so much. I thought niggas was finna leave. I thought, oh, they got A-Rod. They going to Seattle ASAP. They going somewhere. They not finna be up here too long. It's what it felt like. You know what I'm saying? Lakers didn't make no trades, of course. They still on the blame Westbrook. But Brian pulled a Ben Simmons last night. And they barely holding on. You know, them and Clippers right now battling. Clippers have beaten them niggas all season. Reggie Jackson be demon timing with these niggas. Shout out to Reggie Jackson, though, man. He was out the NBA a couple years ago. And he went to the Clippers last year. He balled the fuck out in the playoffs. And now he got in the bag. And now he up in here. He started. He's balling out for these niggas. Shout out to motherfucking Reggie Jackson. The Bulls, they missed Caruso and Lonzo. But they have not beaten out of the top two, out of the top teams in the, each conference, I think they're 0-16 against them. So that's very bad and sad. Cleveland, they're doing their shit. Shout out to the young guns, Darius Garland, Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, Isaiah Coro. They got a nice little squad up there, man. Raptors are trying to do some shit, but who knows what the fuck's going to happen. Shout out to Boston. As much as I talk shit about Boston, these motherfuckers are actually playing pretty good ball this year. Jason Tatum's been balling the fuck out. He had 44 last night, 54 this past Sunday against Brooklyn. So, man, yeah, they've been balling the fuck out. They're fifth right now. So, in the East Conference right now, this is the standings. Well, I'm gonna go 1 through 10. That's basically what matters. All right, so number 1, Miami. 2, Milwaukee. 3, Philly. 4, Chicago. 5, Boston. 6, Cleveland. And 7 through 10 is the play-in teams. 7 is Toronto. 8, Brooklyn. 9, Charlotte. And 10, Atlanta. So, that's for the Eastern Conference. In the West, Phoenix is the first team to clinch a playoff berth. They're number 1 right now. Number 2 is Memphis. 3, Golden State. 4, Utah. 5, Dallas. 6, Denver. And for the play-in team, 7 is Minnesota. 8 is the Clippers. 9 is the Lakers. 10 is the Pelicans. Pelicans playing pretty good ball, man. Shout out to Brandon Ingram and CJ McCollum. McCollum's bringing a lot of good. I think that team's going to actually gel together better because now Zion is going to have so much open space now, for like, because you're going to have to double CJ or Ben. Wait, these niggas were scoring points these past couple weeks. You got to double. Like, it's no fucking way. And all of a sudden, Zion going up there and do his shit. I just hope he come back healthy, mentally and physically. I just hope he's come back in the mental aspect, because social media is a motherfucker, man. So, we'll see. NBA MVP talk right now is tough. Every other night, it's always going to be a switch up of who's in the top three, who's in the top five. Right now, you got to say, I'm going to put Jokic and B, Antetokounmpo, 3. 4, I'm going to put Luka Doncic. And 5, I will give Jason Tatum some love. No. 4, I'm putting Ja. At 5, I'm giving that to, I just said the nigga name. Kush will get you like that in a short-term memory shit. But I'm going to say it again. So, Jokic and B, Antetokounmpo. 4, Ja. And I'm going to do 5, Luka. I feel like Jokic, man, the numbers he's been doing, and he's been doing it without any of his two main guys, and they're still in playoff contention. I ain't not playing. They're still in the playoff contention. They can chill, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's saying something. He's putting up consistent numbers every night. What Embiid's doing, we ain't seen nobody, a big man, do this in Shaq. It's beautiful to see that we're starting to see big men starting to gel again. And you see the top three MVP candidates are what? Big men. So we're starting to get that game back, because now the game is so small. And that's why I said that's why I said about Giannis. He's going to make motherfuckers get big men now. He's going to make them like how Randy Moss made NFL defenses draft safeties, draft good cornerbacks again. That was because of Randy Moss. We got to get a safety. Because we got to have someone to fucking help Deion, help on fucking Mar Moss. Because seriously, man, like, and that's what it is with Giannis, man. Giannis is, people say, he's so boring, he just dunks. You can't stop it. It's the same thing they said about Tim Duncan. When they were winning, they were born, but you couldn't stop that motherfucking pick and roll. You couldn't stop that system. Same with Utah. You know, you couldn't stop that pick and roll. The numbers right there say enough. All-time leader in assists. Second all-time leader in scoring. Like, the numbers never lie. It's just because you stop it. Giannis got his ring. I feel like no one really has the room to really criticize or talk too much shit about. He got his ring, and he's only 24 years old. 25, 24 years old. And he still has so much time left. And thank God, we've not seen no significant injury with him. You know, he could be on the same project with Bron. Well, Bron didn't get hurt. He had a little maybe nagging injuries, but he'll miss a game. But he won't be out for no months. He won't be out for no season. This is what Giannis could probably be on, dog, because the numbers he's putting up is fucking crazy. Like, crazy. You can't do nothing but respect it. It's like he's literally Wilt Chamberlain with handles. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it looks like it. Half the time you've seen this dude put up 43, what, 18 and like 7-8 assists and like 5 blocks, 3 steals. Like, some crazy numbers, and he's shooting like 70% from the field. You'd be like, what the fuck? Like, it's easy. You know what I'm saying to him? You got to give Giannis his, you got to give him his credit. Shout out to Bron. Bron's been having a hell of a season, man. But that team was just bad put together. I think Jeannie Buss, no one was saying shit about Jeannie Buss. But she was out here tweeting some wild shit. Let it be, well, Donald Sterling's a nasty nigga, so I'm not going to give him any kind of shadow of a doubt. But let it be some any other fucking, let A-Rod be tweeting like, oh my goodness, I will love to fuck the shit out of her. I love Candace Parker. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it'll be some wild shit if a WNBA exec or, you know what I'm saying, team general manager tweeted out, hey man, a girl from Texas got a big ol' ass. I'm definitely drafting her. Because she said the shit about K-Love. Like, oh my God, Kevin Love is so hot. Oh my God. Oh my God, I love his cock. You know, well, I didn't know Jeannie Buss was a playmate back in the day. So that makes a lot of sense. And she was fucking Dennis Rodman. She did give me that stiff little mom, I've sucked a lot of dick in the life face. And there's nothing wrong with that. Not shaming nobody for doing what I love eating pussy. Shit. I'll eat ass occasionally if I fuck with you too. But I'm a freak too. But it's just funny as hell. Like, you, like, what the fuck? You building team off fine niggas? Because she love Kyle Kuzma. Kyle Kuzma over there in Washington right now, balling out. So I'm probably getting late night texts. But shit's funny. Lakers, man, it's always something. We always had to build some shit. Like a Brooklyn. I was on that Brooklyn train, too. I'm still riding with it. You know, KD, I fuck with KD and Kyrie. You know, look at James Harden. The whole shit debacle ended up quick. Same with this. You know, they thought Russ and AD, and I knew it wasn't finna work. I knew it wasn't. Just because of the play style of Westbrook. Like, if he was going to be on C, if he was like a D-Wade type of player, then yeah. Because D-Wade can play perfect with LeBron. Great cutter, great slasher. Don't need the ball in his hand. Westbrook has been programmed so much of him being a point guard. If he actually played off the two, he'll be fucking great. But he can't shoot. He's missing layups this year. Mentally, I think Westbrook's just like, fuck, I've been on every other team. I left OKC, went to Houston, went to Washington. Now I'm here. It's like, fuck, where I'm going to next? Because he's not going to be a Laker next year. We can promise you that. I know that for sure. He's not going to be a Laker next year. They've already said it. So it's like, damn, where are you going to go to? New York? Even the fans there, he's going to be fighting fans every fucking night. He can't. Well, you gonna go to Orlando, the meth capital of the country? Like, I don't know, nigga. Like, it's sad. It's like sad to see such a great superstar. It just plummet so fast. You know what I'm saying? And hey, it's tough. When you got a nigga like street clothes not playing, and he missing half of the fucking game, but he got a fresh retwist every time you see this nigga. He got a nice fucking fade, nice taper. But nigga never playing. It's just like, damn. Every time this nigga do play, he always come up limping. He like, damn, bro, like, what the fuck? I'm not even a Lakers fan, but I'm a basketball fan. So I never want to see any athlete be injured, man, because that's taking time off you right there. That's taking your physical toll on yourself. Like, that's tough. Some people don't recover for that. And I feel bad for the OGs that played football and basketball back in the day because they ain't had the facilities and the whole, you know, the similar opportunities and shit they can get to. They can't, they had shit like that back then. Nigga, Ben Gay, it was like, oh, nigga, this nigga right here, this nigga a genius. You know, it's just being honest. But we're going to pivot off basketball. We're going to get back to more of that, more in the sports and shit once we get the homies. This is me coming back talking to y'all personally because I ain't talked to y'all in a minute. I miss talking to y'all. And we finna get this shit back in the jungle, man. Kush Thoughts Podcast coming at you direct in 2022 for real. But yeah, fucking the Bengals won. They won on the Rams, LA Rams. They won the Super Bowl, beating the Bengals. Shout out to LA, and they won it in fashionable style, nigga. The niggas won the Super Bowl and the halftime show with motherfucking Snoop Dre, Kendrick, 50 Cent, Mary J. Blige, and Eminem. Like, the shit was beautiful. Niggas crip walking in unison. It's nice. Real nice. Shout out to LA, man. Never been, but I will promise you I'll be there this year. Well, I was finna say, yeah, man, it was a great Super Bowl. Great, it was probably one of the best NFL playoffs we've had in a long time. You know, Mahomes losing to the Bengals, seeing the Bengals even get there when no one expected them to get there at all. That was saying a lot because he got sacked 9 times against Tennessee in the wild card game. I thought there's no way in fucking hell he's gonna win. Did that. Went against the Chiefs. Beat them niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, what was it? Went against Buffalo. Did that shit against them niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit was wild. It was good to see that shit, man. It was good to see good football again. Matt Stafford, shout out to him getting this ring. I know Barry Sanders sitting here like, you motherfuckers. Y'all could have traded me. Because Barry Sanders was still a dog his last year he retired. I think he led the NFL in rushing yards when he retired, if I'm not mistaken. Like, he was still putting up hella fucking great numbers. But he just couldn't take that shit no more with Detroit. Said, man, fuck y'all. I'm out. So, I don't know. Megatron sitting there high as fuck like, my nigga Matt. Shout out to OBJ, man. Because he's been getting criticized and scrutinized from the media ever since that Trey Songz boat party he went to during the playoff game. When them niggas came out there shirtless in negative degree weather, nigga, trying to be cute. Niggas' nipples got fucking hyperthermia now, nigga. Y'all niggas' whole shit's fucked up. And first of all, why are y'all niggas going to a fucking Trae Young boat party? I'm pretty sure there was not a lot of consent going on there after hearing the stories about this nasty motherfucker. We gonna talk about you. Yeah! Motherfucker, you talking about your ass, Trigger Trey. Nasty bitch. Yeah, man, shout out to OBJ getting this shit. He definitely deserved it. Been going through a lot. I know Eli smiling, smoking the blunt. But Sean McVay was finna leave the fucking Rams to get paid the bag. I think Amazon offered him like $80 million or some crazy shit, but he turned it down. You know, Aaron Donald, definitely got to put him in one of the top defensive player GOATs list. You got to put him in there. Top 10 for sure. Top 5 probably. He's probably the most dominant defensive line, like nose tackle I've ever seen. I saw Warren Sapp. I saw the Williams brothers. You know, I saw that. I didn't see Mean Joe Green growing up. You know what I'm saying? Or I saw Cortez Kennedy for the, you know, see, I saw him growing up and, you know, John Randall. But really, I've never seen a defensive tackle get 20 sacks that dominant. And he's not even that big of a nigga. So you got to give him his credit, man, for sure. Jalen Ramsey got cooked like a motherfucker he got cooked. Well, we ain't going to speak on that. But let's get to these albums, man, before I get up out of here talking to y'all. I love y'all again, man. Thank y'all again for also being supportive, being around for a nigga right now. And y'all just been sticking by, man, trying to work with a nigga after I'm going to get my shit situated. And trust me, it's going to be so much more beautiful content, so much dope content, so much different other exclusive shit y'all finna get this year, I promise you. This shit finna take off to the point where, you know, we finna have more. We finna get this motherfucking merch out. But more importantly, we got visuals. So next time y'all see me or hear from me, we will have visuals up, my nigga. It's gonna be beautiful. So I'm gonna get to a couple albums that came out so far this year that was super dope. I can go by month. Well, March just started. But I can go by the albums that I fuck with personally. And I'm gonna give you my three. Number one is Earl. Earl's Sick. That shit overall was fucking crack. It was beautiful. It was the mixing was great. Shout out to Guru, Young Guru. He mixed the whole album, and the production was dope. Everything about Earl's album, this album was dope. You could tell he's a little bit of a happier place. You know, he's a father now. You know, he had just lost his pop, so he just started trying to build himself up. And you know how Earl is. He come with the sad raps. But his raps overall is going to be there. He never going to disappoint. So overall, this album to me is a motherfucking kush, motherfucking blunt. This is goddamn medical to me. Medical with some dabs on top, for sure. My shit on there definitely is that Fire in the Hole. That Fire in the Hole is tough. I'm seeing a lot of people say, they love that God's Laugh. But my shit's that Fire in the Hole, Old Friend, Lie. That's my shit too. But that's definitely my favorite joint on there too. My nigga Lord Jai dropped this album. No, we going Currency, man. Currency and Alchemist did it again. And also, Alchemist ain't done. This nigga's doing an album with Rock Marcy. He's doing an album with Larry June, and he's doing an album with Earl. So we finna have a hell of a year, and Alchemist is gonna be MVP once again on my motherfucking list, because this shit's beautiful. This album to me is certified. It's certified medical. It's certified dab. It's certified thrax. Whatever fucking way y'all call that shit, whatever the way y'all call y'all fire weed, this the fuck this shit is. This shit is fucking crazy, my nigga. Like, the features, Alchemist production, Currency came with some great verses. His verses on here were impeccable. Like, he snapped. And he had Babyface Ray rapping on his motherfucker. Like, he was flowing them beat. I'm like, nigga, why aren't you young niggas working with Alchemist? That right there proves, nigga. He did a song with, nigga, they had a song with Migos. With Mac Miller and Migos. That shit worked just fine. Why aren't you young niggas going to Alchemist's crib and working, nigga? Because I feel like I would actually fuck with y'all niggas, actually. Shit, I ain't gonna lie to you. But this Continuous album, bro, is crack. And we were also getting, if I'm not mistaken, we are getting Convert Coupe redone also, too. So, bruh, fucking crazy, 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 crazy fucking album so far this year. But I guess I'm getting to you my personal favorite, Lord Ja and Sadu Gold, Black Mobius. Nigga, crack. This album has been out for a minute. It was on Bandcamp. Support your artists, y'all, for real. If you can, you can. You know, it's dope you can go on streaming services and, you know, listen to the albums, but they're not getting much from it, man. You buy them albums personally, buy them merch. If you actually support your art, your favorite artists and shit, even your home West artists, buy their merch, repost their shit, whatever. Do whatever you can for artists that are not a super big artist and not part of the machine. Artists I listen to are not part of the machine, so give them support, man. Give them their flowers, too, while they're here, because I hate hearing niggas getting their respect when they're gone. Because they not here to see it. You know what I'm saying? They spirit is, but I want the physical to get all they love, too. But really, man, them albums right there was my favorite so far this year. Earth Gang dropped, too. Saba. You know what? I'm sorry, Lord Ja. Shit. Yeah, man. I'm going to take that back. A Few Good Things by Saba is in my top three albums so far. Well, the main one I've listened to since we took our break. This shit's fucking crazy. Like, I mean, to come our way with fucking, you know, Crazy Bone. The steal with Black and fucking Shmino was tough. The shit with Foshé, Make Believe, is fucking dope. Overall, his album was fucking crack to me. I've always fucked with Saba. Like, him and Mick Jenkins, No Name. Like, that whole crew have always been super dope and super fire to me. And I feel like they don't get the respect. So I was always going to come through with a crazy verse. Well, he might fuck around and be verse of the year. So, it's shit like that with Saba, man. It's so dope and so beautiful. But we hope, man, this rest of the year, we see what album-wise we're going to get. Like I said, we got Larry June, Alchemist, Rock Marcy and Alchemist, and Earl and Alchemist coming out. Hopefully, be getting some of the big names. You know, well, Kanye dropped his... Well, I'm going to get my last couple minutes, last rip. I don't know if y'all watched the Kanye... doc on Netflix. Shout out to Cootie and Chike, because Kanye, that was real dope, and it got us to the point where we see what we see now with Kanye in the beginning of it, and it was so dope that he believed in himself so much. That was the most beautiful part of what, because, you know, you could say, oh, believe in yourself, but the way Kanye wore that shit on his sleeve, it's like he wore a billboard 24/7. I'm Kanye. I'm this. I do this. I rap. I produce. You know what I'm saying? I'm the best. It, you know, as much as I see the person he is now, and I'm disgusted half the time with the shit he does, seeing that Kanye at that age and seeing him making College Dropout, make late registration, graduation, it was beautiful. Because those albums, you know, anyone mainstream at that time I was listening to was Kanye. I wasn't listening to much really dudes at that time like that. I didn't like the sound. Ye was bringing that fire. He was like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Like it was samples. I love samples in hip-hop because that makes you dig deep and listen to something else. Because I knew I was younger. When I heard Let Me Ride, and I heard the last, like, what, 30 seconds? When I heard Jordan, oh, no. Let me ride. I was like, hold up. I went back, and to this day, I'm still going back to find more shit from that era. You know, I love that, and appreciate the producers that's actually sitting there going through these records, these vinyls, and trying to find a random loop they can finally put together and just, it's like cooking gumbo, man. You know, no, and no sample snitching either. Just get that out the way. But the Kanye doc was real beautiful. The Magic Johnson, oh, no, Magic Johnson, but the Winning Time Showtime Lakers show, this shit about to be crazy, and I see why Magic Johnson said he said a lot of people are going to be upset about this shit coming out, because, yeah, this shit's going to be, it's going to get a lot of motherfuckers mad, trust me, but I think it's going to be a pretty good show. Snowfall's back right now, shit's fucking bananas. New episode came out last night, got a peep later. Atlanta coming back. Shit's fucking dope. I have not watched Bel Air. I have not watched Euphoria. Fucking do not ask me. We will have the homies A-Lo and QT question mark talk about that shit, because I ain't watching there nothing. Shout out to Righteous Gemstones. That shit's fucking hilarious. I'm gonna catch up on that. Shout out to Curb Your Enthusiasm. Shit like that. Shout out to fucking Abbott Elementary, nigga. The best show on TV right now. Shout out to Quinn. Shout out to you, Quinn, for real. This shit right here is a fucking dope ass show. This is something we finally got ours. That's not a remake. Not some, you know what I'm saying? It's something original and feels fresh. And it's ours. And it smells good. And our shit's dominating on ABC, nigga. Fuck Blackish. I'm out. It's been another motherfucking episode with the one and only Mac Boney, never phony. And I'm gonna tell y'all again, man, I appreciate and love all y'all. Y'all be safe. I will see y'all when I see you. Probably next week, probably tomorrow. Who knows, nigga? But I say blessed. Shout out to Blue. Salute. Ah, we out.